Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Sukkah Daf Yud Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur from the top of Daf Yud Zayin. You'll notice a Mishnah right there at the top. But before we learn the Mishnah, we glance at the side. We have a topic heading where we've written Schach Meruchak Mehadoifen, a situation where the schach covering the sukkah is distant from the wall. And we'll be touching upon the din of doifen akuma, the din of the what's called the bent wall, a topic we've discussed a number of times already in our masechta. Before we continue, let us glance at the Pirush Chai, the Sefer, the book of illustrations that we have been using since the beginning of the Masichta, illustration 252 at the bottom of page 50 in the Pirush Chai. Let's say a word or two about the picture, the illustration that we see there. So we see a sukkah, and we see a schach covering most of the sukkah. However, there is a gap of three handbreadths, three tfachim of airspace between the wall and the schach. Now, if that represents a problem, then the schach in effect is covering only two, you have a two-wall sukkah. The third wall, being that it's separated from the schach, is for our purposes considered not there. It is of no sukkah value. And if that be the case, I have a two-wall sukkah, and that is not kosher. Let us now look at the Mishnah. Hirchik es hasikuch min hadfanos shloisha tvachim psula. If you distanced the schach from the walls three tvachim, the sukkah is unfit. Bayis shenifchas v'sikech al gabov. Let us look at illustration 44 that involves turning back to quite a bit earlier in the book, the Pirush Chai, the book of illustrations. But we see in illustration 44 at the top of page 11 a house whose ceiling caved in the middle, and seeing a hole, the person figured, I'm going to put schach over that and use that as my sukkah. The issue here is, what is the distance between the kosher schach and the wall? We continue in our Mishnah, having read Bayis shenifchas v'sikuch gabov im yesh min hakoysel hasikuch arba amos psula. If that distance that you see marked as aleph in illustration 44 is a distance of 4 amos, it's unfit. You cannot use the sukkah. V'chein chotzer shimukefes achsadra. A second example is found in illustration 253. You'll see that on page 51. You see a courtyard, you see a lot of houses opening into it, and it is covered by, the courtyard has around its perimeter a canopy. That's the chotzer, that's mukefes achsadra. What the Mishnah is describing is a case where he does what you see in 254, then covers the courtyard with schach. Now, the schach is covering the courtyard, but where are the walls of the sukkah? So the walls of the sukkah would be the walls of the house, but it's important to note that the distance between the edge of the schach and the walls of the house has to be within 4 amos. So our Mishnah had told us in the case of the Bayis Shenifchas in example 1, if there was a distance of 4 amos from the edge of the schach to the walls in 44, in the picture 44, it was unfit. Likewise here, in illustration 253-254, if the gap between the schach and the walls of the house, it is posel. The sukkah will not be kosher. 3. Sukkah gedoyla shikifua bedover shein mesachin bo. To appreciate example 3, it's essentially like picture 44. However, what in 44 we described as the remainder of the roof of the original house, here you have to understand that the whole picture is a sukkah, and the gap between the edge of the schach and the walls is covered by material that is not fit for using as schach. That's different than the rafters of a house, which in effect, the rafters being, let's say, wooden rafters, are a material theoretically kosher for schach. Wood is something kosher for schach. But in this third example, the sukkah gedoyla shikifua, that was surrounded by, that means you covered a sukkah with schach, however, around the edge of the schach, you covered the sukkah with dover she'ein mesachim bo, material that's not kosher for schach, like imagine plastic, fiberglass. Im yesh tachtov arba amos psula, if the area underneath the fiberglass would be 4 amos, or in other words, the gap between the edge of the schach and the walls is 4 amos, psula, the sukkah is unfit. The Gemara focuses on the three examples that we just saw in the Mishnah. Kol, Hani, Lomali. What do I need these three examples of Doifen Akuma? Now, in reading the Mishnah, we didn't spell that out, but we have learned this in the past, that if there is a gap, not an airspace, but a blockage of something unfit between the edge of the schach and the walls, as we saw in all three of these examples, if there's something unfit that is there, or just say a distance between the edge of the schach and the wall of 4 amos, but there's substance in that spot, so it's unkosher. If it's less than 4 amos, we apply the concept of doifen akumo, which is a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, is an oral tradition that says that the wall, so to speak, bends, so that the top of the wall continues in a bent fashion to the edge of the schach, meaning that there is no gap. In other words, the top of the wall, through the bending, touches the schach. That's dofen akuma. However, that works only if the current top of the wall is within 4 amos of the actual schach. The question the Gemara is dealing with, what do I need three examples to describe the same phenomenon? The Gemara answers, tzricha, and we're calling this a long point. You can call this a long answer as well. I need all three examples. De'i ashmeinen bayis shenifchas. If we would tell you the din of doifen akuma in the case of picture 44, the house whose roof caved in the middle, Mishum dahani mechitzos lebayis avidon. The walls that are going to surround my now sukkah are the walls of the house that were made for enclosing the area that I am in. In other words, originally the walls were walls of a house. The ceiling caved in. I covered it with schach. Those same walls are enclosing the same area they were originally designed to enclose. Avol, chotzer hamukefes achsadra. In the second example in the Mishnah, which we saw illustration 253, a courtyard that had a canopy around its perimeter. And we asked before, what are the walls of the sukkah? Well, we said the walls of the sukkah are, in effect, they would be the walls of the houses. However, in that case, the walls were not made for the purpose of enclosing the courtyard. The walls there were made for the purpose of enclosing the houses within those walls. Now, where's my sukkah? My sukkah is going to be in the courtyard. So in that case, you have, as the Gemara says, demechitzos lav lach sadra vidi, the walls that I want to enclose me in the sukkah, were not, namely the walls of the houses, they weren't made for the purpose of enclosing the achsadra. So, amol lo. I might have thought that there we don't apply the rule of dofen akuma. In other words, the dofen is a wall. The wall is designed to enclose the houses within their walls. But to say that the wall is now going to bend outwards to help enclose an area they weren't designed for originally, I might have said that the rule of dofen akuma doesn't apply. Therefore, tzricha, we have to teach case 2 to tell me the chiddush, that even in that case, in the illustration 253-254, the walls of the houses, if the achsadra there is within, is less than 4 tvachim in its width, the walls of the houses will bend outwards, so to speak, to serve to enclose my sukkah. The Iashminahani Tarti, and had we taught cases 1 and 2, Mishum Dischachon Schach Kosherhu, the material that is currently between the Schach and the walls of the house or the houses in the Achsadra case, they're covered with a material that overhang, the canopy in the achsadra case or the remnants of the rafters in the house case, is material that is fit. It's wood. It's fit for schach. Avol sukkah gedoyla shikifua bedavar shein mesachin boi. But in case 3, we had a large sukkah, and the inner perimeter of the sukkah was covered with fiberglass or with plastic, a material that you wouldn't use for schach. That's not kosher for schach. Dischocha schach posulhu. It's unfit for schach. Aim or low. So I might have thought that in that case, we're not going to machshir the sukkah through doifen akuma. Tzricha. Therefore, I have to tell you that even in that case, we will apply the rule of doifen akuma, so that what comes out of this is that whatever material you have that exists between the edge of the schach and the walls, the surrounding walls, as long as there is substance there, we can apply the rule of doifen akuma. The wall is said to bend inwards if the top of the current wall is within 4 amos of the edge of the schach. And that is in contrast to the case of avir that we saw in the opening of the Mishnah. If there is a gap, an air space, a total gap that we saw in illustration 252, then the bending wall theory doesn't set in. We continue now with the Gemara, whose structure is worth noting. You'll notice by looking at the Gemara itself, there's a firebox around Rabbah. This indicates that we're going to be dealing with him, with Rabbah, for a long period of time. And this is so, because we're going to be looking at this until we get down Omid Beis, where you see Roman numeral number 2. And on the side of the Gemara, we have a mivneh, a structural note, where we see Roman numerals 1 and 2 featured. These are shnei lishonos bedivrei Rav. We'll see in the Gemara 2 versions of Rav. Mahu hashi'ur shel schach posel. So that's what the Roman numerals 1 and 2 represent. two deos in Rav as to what is the shiur, the dimensions of schach posel that would ruin a sukkah. We can tell you ahead of time that in the first lashon, schach posel, material unfit for schach, if it's running along the length of the sukkah, it will pose a problem if you have four tefachim, a strip that runs the length of the sukkah that's four tefachim wide. According to lashon number two, the shiur of schach posel that will pasel will be four amos. That's of course assuming that you have a very large sukkah, and if you have less than four amos of schach posel, you will still have enough kosher sukkah to live in. The topic heading that we have written is as follows: Tziruf avir pochos mikashiur im schach posel pochos mikashiur. We've said so far, we'll use some of the numbers that we've seen before, even though when we learn the Gemara, there will be different numbers that will come up in the course of the discussion. But if you, let us say, have a strip of airspace that's less than three amos, that does not ruin your sukkah. And right adjacent to it, next to the airspace of less than three tefachim, you have now some unkosher schach material. How much? Just less than four tefachim. So if you were to add the numbers up, you've got 3 plus 4 minus 2 mashus. It's 7 minus. 7 minus 2 mashus, if that's too complicated sounding, so just say 6.999 tfachim of material or situation that's not acceptable for a sukkah. But each one of those on their own doesn't represent a problem. So if you have a strip of airspace and a strip of schach posel right next to each other running along the length of your sukkah, what is the din? How do we view that? So now we continue in the Gemara text. Omar Rabba, Ashkachtinu l'Rabbonon de'Bei Rav, Diyasvi v'ko'amri. Now this structure you find in many, many Gemaras, where a Rav tells us he found the students of the Yeshiva, Rabbonon de'Bei Rav, the students of the Torah Academy. Diyasvi v'ko'amri, they were saying. So when this appears, it's almost inevitable that the speaker who reports on what he heard them saying will respond to them. And you'll notice if you skim down you don't have to skim down, just that you look at the end of the next line and you see Vamina Laho Ano, and I said back to them. So what you have in this case, you have a discussion. In this particular Gemara, there'll be a brisk discussion, we call back and forth type discussion, where Rabba presents what they said, and in our Gemara we're going to say they say in the name of Rav, and then there's going to be what Rabba says in response to what they are saying. So now the Gemara. So Rabba says, I found the Rabbonon de Bei Rav, the Yasri, the Ko'amri. They said, and Rashi adds here, the Asvikami Mishmei de Rav, in the name of Rav. Avir Posel Beshloisha. Airspace ruins a sukkah if you have three tvachim. And you can see illustration 256 will show you a case of that. Illustration 257 shows the next case. Schach posel posel bar bo'o. That means if you have, like you see in illustration 257, a strip of unfit material running down the middle, and it measures 4 tefachim wide, down the entire length of the, across the whole sukkah, that ruins the sukkah. It basically splits the sukkah into two, and each part has only 2 walls, 2 right angle walls, and that's not enough for a sukkah. The amino lahoy ano. And maybe before we even read Rava's response, what we want to emphasize is the shita presented in the name of Rav, base, chach posel posel barbo. You see the arrow, and that indicates to look at Omid Beis and skim down a little more than halfway down Omid Beis, and you'll notice the arrow is pointing to a line in which it says, it's referring to the case of Schach Posel, and it says Be'emtza Arba Amois. That Schach Posel, whether it's coming from the side of the sukkah, adjacent to the wall, or in the middle of the sukkah, it doesn't present a problem unless you have 4 amos of schach posel. If you have less than 4 amos of schach posel, the sukkah is not said to be split. We're not talking right now about whether it's you can sit under the schach posel and eat your meal. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about right now is, do I have do I have 3 walls surrounding me or not? So according to the first Lashon, Roman numeral number 1, in the name of Rav, if you have what we saw in illustration 257, just 4 tefachim of schach posel, it splits the sukkah. In Roman numeral number 2, the shiur is much different. If it's 4 amos, 1 amos is 6 tefachim, so 4 times 6 is 24 tefachim as opposed to just 4 tefachim. Let's continue in our Gemara. V'amino leho ano. And Rabbo says, and I responded, Avir de posel. And in effect, Rabbo poses a challenge to them. So he says, Avir de posel b'shloshim minolachu. That avir, that a gap of airspace, ruins a sukkah at 3 tefachim. Where do you know that from? You know that from the Mishnah, Disnan Hirchikes Asikuch Minadfanos Shloisha Tvachim Psula. If there's a distance of 3 tvachim from the edge of the wall, the top of the wall, and the beginning of the schach, if it's a gap, an airspace of 3 tvachim, the sukkah is unfit. The wall is said to be disconnected from the schach, and then, as far practically speaking, I only have 2 walls that are attached to the schach. So Rabbo continues and says, "Schach posel nami lo lifsel ela ba'arba amos." Now let's just not confuse the reference here to arba amos to that which we referred to on Omid Beis, because there we were presenting Shitas Rav. Here the reference to arba amos is something that Rabbo is saying. Our first version here of Rav, the Roman numeral number 1, speaks about Rav holding 4 tefachim is the shear of schach posel. In Roman numeral number 2, shitas Rav is 4 amos is going to be the shear of psul. Right now, we're dealing with shitas Rabba. Rabba says to the Rabbonah de Beirav, where did you get your 3 tefachim measure from? You got it from the Mishnah. Well, if you're learning your shiurim from the Mishnah, then arba amos also should be the shiur of schach posel. As he says, we'll read that again, schach posel nami lo lifsel ela b'arba amos. Schach posel likewise should not be a problem, should not split the sukkah, unless you've got 4 amos of it. Disnan, and here's a Mishnah that we saw, bayis shenivchas v'sikich al gabov. Our Mishnah said this, Im yesh bein asikuch l'koysel dalet amos psula. So why do you come? Why do you people in the Rabbona de Beirav? Why do you say 4 tefachim? If you're relying on the Mishnayos for your source of information, so just like in the first, in the issue of Avir, you have three Tvachim. So, as far as Schach Posel is concerned, it should be four Amos, which is also a statistic found in the Mishnah. The Omru Li, and they said back to me, Bar Mino Dehahi. The case of the mission of the Bayis Shenivchas, where we saw the issue of a gap of four amos between the edge of the schach and the wall as being a problem, that's not a kasha on what we are saying in the name of Rav. Why? The Rav Ushmul Dami Chavayu, Rav and Shmuel both say that when you're dealing with something that's schach posel material from the that's at the top, that's at the edge of the wall or the top of the wall, stretching to the edge of the schach, that's mishum doifen akuma nokuba. The four amos is a result of a halacha l'moshe misinai that says when you have posel schach from the edge of the wall till the kosher schach. Since you're dealing with something touching the wall, top edge of wall, till the schach, there the oral tradition says you can have up till four amos of problematic material. However, if as in our discussion, we're dealing with schach posel in the middle of the sukkah, not coming off the edge of the wall, but that which we saw in illustration 257, that's different. That's not coming from the edge of the wall. So you don't have the option of applying doifen akuma, which means bending wall, because there's no wall over here. It's simply in the middle of the sukkah. In such a case, schach posel will posel if you have just four tvachim. V'amino leho ano. And I said back to them, taking your shita of schach posel for tvachim, I want to pose a question to you. Ma ilu ika schach posel pochos mi'arbo'o. Illustration 258, where we have schach posel but less than four tvachim. V'avir pochos mi'shloisha, and a strip of airspace less than three tvachim right next to it. Mai ksheira. So you'll tell me that the sukkah is still kosher, because I don't have enough of either one to pasul the sukkah. Malia b'shpudin, you filled up the airspace with a couple of skewers, shpudim, a spit. My, what are you going to say then? Psula. What did you do? You had the less than four tvachim of posel schach. You added a couple of spits there. Now I've got four tvachim of posel schach. And now you're going to say the sukkah is posel. Well, I have my question to you is, velo yehei avir haposel b'shlosha kischach posel haposel bi'arba'a. In other words, it just can't be that avir, which is a stricter type gap, because only three tvachim of avir would already pasel, and I then fill in we'll call this more stringent area with more lenient material. Because schach posel doesn't ruin unless you have four tvachim. You can have more than three tvachim of schach posel and the sukkah is still kosher. And what did I do over here? I took the more lenient substance, the schach posel, and put it in a more stringent area, where just before, even though there was this stringent area called avir, but since it was less than three tvachim, the sukkah was kosher, and now I put the more lenient material in that more stringent area, and the sukkah is now going to become posel. That's illogical. Rashi says three lines from the bottom, Lo yehe avir chomur shepoisul begimel. Avir is stringent. It passes in just three tvachim. Poisul sukizu kischach poser shukal. And now the airspace that was previously airspace is going to ruin the sukkah by having by adding schach posel, which is more lenient material. Shein nifsa ela barba. So that is Rabba's question to them. Basically says, if you're going to measure the area of schach posel in terms of four tfachim, then this called illogical situation is going to arise. We continue in the Gemara. V'yomru li, and they said back to me, Ihachi, well, if that is what is bothering you about our Shita, l'didcha nami, according to you as well, the amris schach posel posel bi'arba amois, you who say that the shiur of four amos is not a function of doifen akuma, but rather you say that that is the shiur of suk of schach posel to pasel. In other words, you, Rabba, in arguing against us, try to argue from the case of bayis shenifchas that we had before, that the four amos there was a shiur of schach posel, and it wasn't a function of doifen akuma, where it said, where we said that if it were four amos, the sukkah would posel. If it was less than four amos, the sukkah would be kosher. And you were saying that's the shiur of schach posel. So according to you, that measures schach posel in terms of four amos, what you are arguing to us, like don't be a hypocrite, it applies to you as well. And the Gemara spells it out as follows. And you have illustration 259. Ma'ilu ikos chach posel pochos mi arba amos. As you can see in illustration 259, you had schach posel, but less than four amos of it. So that in and of itself doesn't ruin a sukkah, according to you, Rabba. The avir pochos mi shloisha, and adjacent to that, a gap of three tvachim, or I should say of less than three tvachim of airspace. My, what is the din? Sheirot. So you'll say it's kosher. You don't have the shiur, you don't have the quantity of schach posel to pasul, so it's less than four amos, and you don't have the quantity or the distance, the shiur of avir, of airspace, the pasul is less than three tochim. And if they're next to each other, you have two non-problems next to each other, so you're going to say that's kosher. Mal yobishipudim, then I filled that, the chomor, airspace, with kal, with more lenient substance, meaning the spitz, which is schach posel. And by filling in the little bit that was less that we had before of schach posel, now adding, so I now have four amos of schach posel. My, what are you going to say then? Psula. Well, so just like you argued against us, say to yourself, lo yehe avir aposel b'shloisha kischach posel haposel b'arba amos. How could it be that avir, airspace, which is a stringent type gap, and I fill in the airspace with more lenient material, where that will passel the sukkah? The amino laho ano, and I, this is Rabba speaking, I said back to them, hi, my, how can you compare your din with my din? As far as my approach that says schach posel passels at four amos, we continue at the top of Omid Beis. Mishum shiura, v'lav shiurahu. I say that schach posel four amos passels because that is the shiur, that is the quantity or the dimension of schach posel, and less than that, the lav shiur, less than four amos is not the shiur that passels. Hi, lav shiurahu. Kevon, Delo shavu shirayu la dodi lo mitstarfi. When I have that which is measured in terms of four amos, or the Rabbeinu Hananel says you have a shear that's measured in terms of amos as opposed to that which is measured in terms of tfachim, airspace, which is measured in terms of tfachim, so they don't join together. That's the Rach's pshat. Rashi explains a little differently. We look at Rashi at the top, Mishum shiur avalav shiru, the arba amos havu shiur lifsol, b'pochus mikan eno shiur lifsol. Four amos is the shiur, is the quantity of schach posel apostles, and less than four amos does not, isn't the shiur. V'ein hatam mishum doifen akuma, and the less than four amos is not a function of a bending wall. It's simply it doesn't have the quantity necessary to ruin, to disqualify. Elo kach shiuro lifso halachamosh misinai kishar kol ashiurim. And the Gemara went on to say, that's the shiur, it's measured in terms of four amos, and the schach and the avir is a different standard, it's measured in terms of three tvachim. So it's these two quantities don't join up, and they remain separate entities. If you have less than four amos of schach posel and less than three tfachim of avir, they don't join up. They simply remain two separate non-problems. By adding the shpudim to the schach posel of less than four amos, completing four amos, now I have the shiur of schach posel to pasel. But prior to that, they were two separate entities that could not join with one another. He continues. We continue in the Gemara. Ela l'didchu damrisu shiur mishum hafloga. But you who didn't measure, you measured in terms of hafloga. What does that mean? So we look at Rashi. Ela didchu damrisu shiura didhu mishum hafloga. Hafloga means distancing. The ha arbo'o deko amrisu. The four tfachim of schach posel that you said, in other words, you said the schach posel ruins a sukkah if you have four tfachim of that. Four tfachim is lo tnan luhu b'masnis in linyan schach posel. The Mishnah doesn't mention anything about four tfachim. You don't see a source in Mishnayos for that. It's something you came up with on your own. The hasvara minalechu atun. Where did you get that four tfachim idea from? Hainu tamaychu. So I'll tell you what your reason is. Mishum de b'chol mokom chashuvin dalit tfachim lios mokom choshuv liatzmo. Because you find in other areas of halacha that four hand breaths is considered an area of significance unto itself. Atem omrim shavzem mokum huli atzma v'chosis besukazula sosa kishtayim v'ein defanoslam. Using that svora, so you're saying that if you have four tfachim of posel schach running down the middle of the sukkah, that's considered an area of significance unto itself, and therefore that which is to either side of it is separated from one another, and leaving me with two half sukkahs, if you will, but each one having only two walls, which isn't kosher. So that you are, when you are, according to you, the issue of schach posel is a problem of hafloga, of a gap. Well, being that it's an issue of a gap, so then what difference does it make? Let's read that again on the fourth line from the top of the Gemara. Ma li yispalig b'schach posel, ma li yispalig b'schach posel v'avir. Why should there be any difference in your minds if you had a gap of four tfachim, which you say is posel? Whereas if you have less than 4 tvachim of schach pasul, next to less than 3 tvachim of avir, you say that it's kosher. But there's a gap. There's a gap running down the middle of your sukkah between the two schach kosher edges of gap. So let's go over the point again. Rava was saying, as far as my outlook is concerned, where schach posel is measured in terms of 4 amos, and I have a source, as far as I'm concerned, the bayis shenifchas is a source in Mishnayos for that. So that represents a shi'ur, a standard set at 4 amos, and schach and avir. I have the beginning of our mission that says that the measure of that is in terms of 3 tvachim. They're two separate types of measure. So even if they're next to each other, they don't join up with one another. However, according to you that are presenting the schach posel in terms of 4 tvachim, 4 tvachim is not something that you saw in a mission anywhere for the measure of schach posel. It's an idea. It's a concept. And in one word, it's called hafloga, gap. Well, that's a gap. 3 tvachim of airspace is also a gap. So why is it that if I have less than 4 tvachim of schach posel and less than 3 tvachim of avir, are you going to tell me that the sukkah is kosher? I have two elements of gap that are touching each other. Now I've, in a sense, got a gap of almost 7 tvachim. Omar le Abaye. Abaye now addresses Rabba. Ulamor nami, according to you, that you wanted to say that the two do not join up. The schach posel less than 4 amos, avir less than 3 tvachim, don't join up and the sukkah remains kosher. Nihi de lo shavu shiurayu besukkah gedola, granted that in a large sukkah, so then they have these different dimensions, as you said. Besukkah ketana mi lo shavu shiurayu. However, if you're looking at a minimum size sukkah, then the standard that will apply to schach posel and to avir will be the same. Rashi explains this. Besukkah ketana. Rashi across from here says besukkah ketana shishiura mitzumtzum. It's an exact minimum size sukkah. Generally speaking, we speak about a 7x7 hand breadths. Rashi continues milo shavu shirayu al korchach. You will have to concede that, being that a sukkah has, you have to have a minimum of 7x7 kosher tvachim of schach. That's an area measure. So you will have to concede that in a small sukkah, echod zeh v'echod zeh, schach posel and avir psula begimel tvachim. If you've got 3 tvachim of either one, your sukkah is not going to be kosher. The keva de nofik mitoras lovud, since 3 tvachim is beyond the dimension of lovud. Lovud is a concept we've seen many times already in the Masichta, but if you're a first-time listener, so we'll just tell you that based on oral tradition, if you have less than 3 tvachim of, we'll call it gap or problem, it's viewed as if it's not there and everything is attached. However, if you have 3 tvachim of problem, so if I have to attach, let us say, the two halves of the schach to one another, there's a problem of 3 tvachim running down the middle. They can't be viewed as attached. So in a minimum size sukkah, where I'm seeking to have 7 tvachim, and if I have 3 tvachim of airspace or 3 tvachim of schach posel, it's gone beyond the shiur of lovud. And we're reading in the Rashi, the kevan the nofet mitoras lovud choshev livitzurei l'shiurei de sukkah. It is significant to reduce the size of the sukkah. Namely, I'm seeking to have a 7x7 tefach sukkah. That means an area covered by schach of 7x7 tvachim. If I have 3 tvachim of either one, schach posel or or airspace, I have split the two parts of the schach from one another. I don't have my seven tefachim. It's a different story, of course, if you have a very large sukkah where I have a lot of room to spare. Well, I'll have my 7x7 tefachim of area covered by schach anyway. But not in this case, not in this minimum size sukkah. Avekevon de shavu shirayu linyan shum sukkah. Since schach posel and avir have the same shiur regarding a sukkah, i.e. the minimum size sukkah, so since there's precedent for them having the same dimension, litztarfi, they should join together in all cases. So whatever you were saying to the Rabbanan de Beirav still applies to you as well. Omar Lay, we continue in the Gemara. Rabbo responds. Hossam, in the case of the Sukkah Ketana, Lav Mishum Deshavu Shirayu Ladodihu, the disqualification of the Sukkah Ketana, because I may have had three tefachim of schach posel, is not a function of making the dimension of schach posel equal to the dimension of avir. No. In terms of dimensions or size standards, they're not the same. The problem there is, elo mishum de lesse l'shiuro de sukkahu. In that case, I simply don't have an area of 7x7 tefachim covered by schach kosher. So because I don't have that minimum area covered by schach kosher, I disqualify that sukkah. But not a function of the material of the schach posel and airspace having the same size standard. So it's not a function of their same size standard, but rather the disqualification there was because I'm not covered by 7x7 tefachim of schach kosher. I don't have the minimum shear of a sukkah to begin with in that case. However, in the, let's say, very large sukkah, where I have a lot of room to spare, so I'm certainly covered at any given point when I'm underneath the schach kosher, I've got my 7x7 tefachim. The issue there was simply, are the two halves of the sukkah split apart from one another? So I will tell you, says Rabba, that in the case that you have less than 4 amos of schach posel and less than 3 tefachim of avir, they running down the middle of the sukkah, they don't split the sukkah into two halves. Why not? Because they don't join up to form a continuum of a problem. The fact that if I fill in the airspace with another couple of spits there to complete the shear of schach posel to be 4 amos, well, now I have a problem. I have a problem of schach posel 4 amos. Prior to that, the less than 4 amos was incapable of joining up with the less than 3 tefachim of airspace. They were two different standards. However, Rabbo says, we're just repeating, we're summarizing, Rabbo, in looking at the Rabbanan de Beirav, however, since both schach posel and avir, and we emphasize that schach posel had no source in the Mishnayos, it was based on an idea, the idea meaning gap, separation. Well, if that's the case, so then if you have two elements both having the same concept behind them, schach posel and avir, albeit each one less than the quantity that disqualifies, but if they're next to each other, they should join up to disqualify the sukkah. And yet you were not willing to concede. And therefore, Rabbo maintains his position that to claim that schach posel posels at 4 tefachim would be an untenable position. In the course of this discussion, you see we have an arrow, by the way, to the left-hand side of the Gemara text. You can align this with the arrow further up. A point was mentioned that where you have different standards, but we termed the lo shavu shirayu, We have different quantities so they don't join up. That was what Rava was claiming about his own position. Here we're going to ask, we're going to question that. And you can see we have a long question marking. We're going to present a Tanaic source with deals with different materials, fabrics. And on the side, we have a Mivneh, a structural note, which features a double underline. And it highlights Minim Shonim, different materials. If you look at the source itself, you see Beged, Sak, or Mapitz, four different materials. That's Minim Shonim, different varieties. Shelam Rois, Shelechiru Shireim, Einom Shavim. That in spite of what appears as if they don't have a common standard, a common measure, and we're talking here in terms of susceptibility or eligibility to become Tomei. They have different size standards with regard to Kabbalah's Tumah, the Cholzos Mitztarfin, and nevertheless they do join together. And we will see that as we go along. The Gemara asks, V'chol hecha delo shavu shiurayu lahadodi lo mitztarfi, and where they have where materials have different size standards, do they not join up? V'hotnan, you can take advantage of illustration 265. You see there an illustration featuring different materials. They're named in the picture, starting with woven fabric. It's called beged. It's measured in terms of 3x3 tfachim. That if you have a piece of fabric that measures 3x3 tfachim, if you designated it to serve as something you would lean or sleep on or recline on, it's called a mishkov, it will become susceptible to what's called tumas mishkav hazov. Another term that's associated with this would be medris, which means that if a zav is a type of impurity, a defilement as a result of a certain type of bodily emission, if a zav would recline on this, it would become, this fabric would become an av hatumo. It could then be metame people and vessels that come into contact with it. So we have a source that says Vahotnan, Habeged Shloshal Shlosha. Beged, woven fabric is measured in terms of 3x3 tvachim. Hasak, sak is sackcloth, which is made from goat's hair that's woven into a fabric. Hasak, arba, al arba, is measured in terms of 4x4 tvachim. If you have less than that, and it and a zav were to recline on it, it would not become a medras. Ha'or, chamisha, chamisha. Or is leather. Mapitz is a reed mat. Mapitz, shisha, al shisha. That's measured in terms of a 6x6 tefach standard. The toni Allah. And concerning that, we have the teaching that says that the materials listed here can join up with one another. Let's give a practical example. Let us say that I have a little bit less than 4x4 tefachim of sackcloth. But attached to that is a little bit of beged. Beged is a more stringent material. It's more, you can see that it becomes tummy even in a smaller quantity. So you have the more stringent beged material that's either woven together with or sewn together with the sack, making this piece of fabric now 4x4 tefachim. I started out with sackcloth less than 4x4 tefachim. I added a little bit of beged material, completing it to 4x4 tefachim. It now becomes tomei. It now is susceptible, that is, to becoming tomei. And that's what it says here, habeged v'hasak, hasak v'or. If I, let's say, had or, which is measured in terms of 5x5 tefachim, I didn't have a total of 5x, a little less, and I added to that some sackcloth, which is a more homor substance, it joins up. Ha'or v'amapitz, likewise, with the or, with the leather and the reed material, mitstarfin ze im ze. Well, what do we see here? We see items that have different size standards, and yet they join together. So, what was Rava, how was he trying to defend himself before when he said that the Schach posel is measured in terms of a different size standard than that of airspace, and that's why they didn't join together. Here, they should join together. Here, based on this source, in that case, they should join together. The Gemara answers, and notice the answer is a long answer. Hasam kidiktoni taimo. There, in the case of the materials joining together, there is a reason. There's a reason behind that. Omar Rabbi Shimon matam. Why do they join together? Hoyel v'roi l'tamei moishav. Since they can become tamei something called tumas moishav. And we'll just read a little more in the Gemara to get a fuller picture. Kidisnan, as it was taught. Hamekatzea mikulon tefach al tefach tamei. If a person mikatzea, there are two lishonos in the Rashi as to what this is. But either way, it says if you form a patch of any of these materials, measuring one by one tefach, they will all become tomei. Tefach al tefach lemai chazi. What is a one by one handbreadth of fabric useful for? The Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish mishum Rabbi Yanai, Reish Lakish quoting Rabbi Yanai, says hoyel v'roi litloi al gabi hachamor. You can see there's an illustration of this. 266. You can use it as a patch on a saddle on top of a donkey. So since all of these materials, if they were designated as what's called a moishav, the attaching it to a saddle. A saddle is a type of a vessel or entity that's designed for sitting. Rashi, a few lines down from here, says, Matam mitzdarfen hoil ruin b'shir echad letame moishav hazav. And moishav hazav is a phenomenon whose standard, dimension-wise, is in terms of one by one tefach, and that shiur of one by one tefach applies uniformly to all the materials mentioned above. So since all the materials above, in the context of something designated as a moshav, all those materials all of a sudden have the same standard, therefore they can join together, even in a case where it's not designated as a moshav, but rather as something designated, we saw before, as a mishkav. So, as far as the give and take in this Gemara, we just had a question raised on what Rabba had said originally to defend himself. We question that, and we see Rabba's response. So, everything as far as Rabba's concerned is fine. Besura, Amri Laha Shmaitza Bahai Lishna. In Sura, which was one of the major Torah academies in Babylonia, so Rav was presented as holding that Schach Posel ruins a sukkah if you have four tfachim of Schach Posel. Binahar Da'a, another major Torah academy in Babylonia, Masnu, they teach as follows. And what we've written between the lines is very helpful because you're not going to see that immediately, but in Nahar Da'a, they teach that according to Rav, Schach Posel passels at four amos, a different shear than we saw before. So up till now, what we call Roman numeral number one, that is very simply Roman numeral one, Rav equals Schach Posel, Dalet Tfachim. Roman numeral number two, we'll see very shortly, Rav Schach Posel equals four amos. If four amos sounds familiar, well, of course it does. That was what Rabba held in the Gemara till now. So we continue. In Nahar Da'a, they taught as follows. Om Rav Yehuda, Om HaShmuel, Schach Posel, Be'emtza Posel Ba'arba'a. If you have a strip of unfits of unkosher material for Schach running down the middle of the sukkah, it will ruin the sukkah if there's only four tefachim. Min Hatzad Posel Ba'arba'amos. However, if it's coming off the side off the wall, in other words, the schach, at the top edge of the wall, you start with Sach Posel, running toward the middle of the sukkah, you're entitled to have up till 4 amos of Sach Posel. The difference is that in the middle of the sukkah, the shear of 4 tvachim is what we said before in our earlier piece of Gemara. That's a shear of hafloga. Hafloga, a distancing, a gap, and that will split the two halves of the sukkah. If, however, it's coming off a wall, you can take advantage of the rule of doifen akuma. That's Shmuel. Verav Omar, continuing in the Gemara, Rav holds bein minatzad bein beemtza bearba amos. Whether it's from the side or in the middle, the shiur of schach posel is measured in terms of 4 amos. And as we saw earlier in the Gemara, as far as Rav is concerned, 4 amos is a shiur. It's a dimension. It's a measure, regardless of where the schach posel is positioned. By way of our markings, you'll notice that we have a dotted underline under the word be'emtza. This is in order for you to see the point of machlokus between Rav and Shmuel, just two lines above, where he said be'emtza schach posel ruins at 4 tvachim. Rav disagrees, but holding 4 amos. As we go on in the Gemara, we have a structural note, the Mivneh, where you see a triangle featured. These are Kushos al Hadea Sheschach Posel Posel Vedalit Tvachim. We're going to be challenging that opinion. Wherever, up till now, we've seen, most recently, we've seen Shmuel holding that. We saw Rav in Lashon number 1 holding like that, that Schach Posel passels at 4 Tvachim. We're going to challenge that. In addition to the triangles, you'll see that we use a double underline to highlight the term Bishlama. Often in Gemara markings, we highlight terms that are repetitious, just to give a feeling of a type of a standard structure to a particular sugya. So each time you'll see a question raised, we'll be raising questions from Tanaic sources, and immediately following each Tanaic source, you see the Bishlama expression, the double underline, showing how the source is okay according to one opinion, but then according to the other, it's not. Let's go on in the Gemara. The first triangle, Tanan. Nosan oleo neser, shehu rochav arbo tvachim sheira. So we saw this in a previous Mishnah. If you placed upon your sukkah a board measuring 4 tvachim, the sukkah is kosher. So, Bishlamol Rav Yomar Bein Bamsa Bein Minatzar Ba'arba Amois. According to Rav, it says Chach Posel is okay up till 4 amos. Well, and less than 4 amos, Schach Posel does not pose a problem. Now, this Neser in the that's spoken about here, it's being that it's 4 tvachim wide, it's something that you might say is a problem. It represents Schach Posel, but it doesn't ruin the sukkah. The source says, Kshera, your sukkah is kosher. And once again, like we said earlier, it doesn't mean that you can sleep under it. But Kshera means it doesn't ruin the sukkah. So you have this neser, this board, which is viewed as unkosher for schach purposes, placed on your sukkah. Your sukkah is kosher. So as far as Rav is concerned, of course the sukkah is kosher, because schach posel doesn't ruin the sukkah unless you've got 4 amos of it. Elo l'shmuel diomar be'emtza ba'arba amai k'shera. But according to Shmuel, that says schach posel ruins your sukkah if you have 4 tvachim running down the middle of the sukkah, why in this case, if you place the board on the top of your sukkah, assuming for the time being that the source is talking about it being placed on the top in the middle of the sukkah, why does it say kosher? Amai k'shera. The Gemara answers in defense of Shmuel, Hocha b'may askinon, this source is talking about, what is it talking about? Min hatzad, where that neser of four tefachim was placed by the side, namely up against the wall. And when you're coming off the wall, you have up till four amos, and hence four tefachim doesn't present a problem for the sukkah. Ta shma. Again, a quote from a previous Mishnah. Shnei sedinim mitzdarfim. Two strips of linen running down your sukkah join together to form a problem of schach puzzle. Shnei nesorim ein mitzdarfim. Two boards, each one less than four tefachim, do not join together to create a problem of schach puzzle. Rabbi Meir Omer, nesorim kestinim, and Rabbi Meir says that nesorim are like stinim, and they are mitzdarif. So Rabbi Meir, even though it doesn't use the word mitzdarfin, you have to understand it as such. That's what he, when he says kestinim, he means that the boards do join together to form a continuum of schach puzzle. Bishlomo lahach lishno diyoma rav. Once again, as far as Rav, in second version of Rav, that said bein bemsa bein minatzad barba amos, whether it's coming off the side or in the middle of the sukkah, the shiur of schach posel is at four amos. My mitzdarfin, what is mitzdarfin that Rabbi Meir made mention of? Mitzdarfin ledalet amos. Well, the nesorim can join up like the sedinim to form to create a problem of four amos of schach posel. Elo lahach lishno diyomar Rav beemtza ba'arba'o. But according to the first version of Rav, and it would seemingly apply to Shmuel as well, that schach posel in the middle ruins at four tefachim. Hey Chidomi, what are the circumstances behind Rabbi Meir's presentation of Nesorim? E deis behu dalid, if the boards have four tefachim to them, lama lahu it's derufi. Why do you need to come on to any? Why do you need to have them joining together if you're dealing with four tefach boards? So in and of themselves, they are a problem, according to that version that says schach posel pasels at four tefachim. E the less behu dalit, if the boards don't have four tefachim in width to them, then it's tanya bamu, they're mere reeds. In other words, it's totally kosher schach. So why, you could cover your whole sukkah with boards less than four tefachim. Why speak about them joining together? Li oilom deis behu arbo'a. Rabbi Meir's boards that are mitzdarf are four tefach boards. Umay mitzdarfin. And what does he mean when he says mitzdarfin? Mitzdarfin l'arba amos minat sad. That means if you've got a continuum of four tefach boards coming off the wall towards the middle of the sukkah, but you're starting from the wall, then if you have four amos of them, that would be, you'd have to say six, four tefach boards, because one amo has six tefachim in it. Four amos is four times six. Four times six is 24. So if you have four tefach boards, six of them would equal 24 tefachim, which is four amos, and that is a problem when you're coming min hatzad. You no longer can take advantage of doifen akuma. Toshma sochecha b'nesorim shel eres sheish b'hen dalid divrei akol psula. If you covered your sukkah with eres, is a type of wood of boards that have four tefachim in width, everyone agrees that the sukkah is posel. Ein bohem dalit, if they don't have four tefachim to them, then Rabbi Meir posel, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. You have a machlokas tanoim. that Rabbi Meir says it's still unfit, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. Continuing at the top of Daf Yud Ches Somel Aleph, top line, Umoide Rabbi Meir, Shim Yesh Bein Neser Leneser Kimlo Neser. If Rabbi Meir will concede that if you have, let's say, four tefach boards, but between the four tefach boards you have a gap that is also the same size, a gap of four tefachim, shemnir psal b'neim ukshera, you can fill the, if you fill the gaps up with psal, psal is kosher schach, so if you fill between the boards kosher schach, it's kosher. Bishlamo leman domar bein b'emtza bein min atzad b'dal ramos, according to the opinion of Rav in the second Loshon, that Schach Posel presents a problem only if you have four Amos. So Mishum Hachi Kshero, though this Sukkah is kosher, there's no problem with it. You don't have any four Amos of Schach Posel. You don't have a continuum of four Amos of Schach Posel. El Olaman Diomar Be'emtza Ba'arba'o Amai Kshero. But according to the opinion that says, if you have four Amos, four Tfachim of Schach Posel, why does Rabbi Meir say that this sukkah of the Bein Neser LeNeser Kmo Neser, why is it kosher? But each Neser was four tefachim. Any one Neser should have ruined the sukkah. Amar Rav Huna Brei Rav Yoshua. And we have a long answer. Before we get into the answer, we glance at illustration 203. This illustration you'll find back on page 41. Illustration 203, you'll notice, is in the middle of the page, on page 41, on the right-hand side, the middle of the page. Let's analyze that picture before we go into the Gemara text. We have a sukkah that measures 8 amos. 8 amos is, you'd have to, if you want to measure this in terms of tefachim, you would multiply 8 by 6. So 8 times 6 is 48 tefachim. Starting from each opposite wall, a board of four tefachim, which is we're calling schach posel, is placed on the top of the sukkah. But when you're coming off the wall, don't forget the dofen akuma standard kicks in. You have up to, everyone will agree, everyone meaning in our discussion, everyone agrees that when you're coming from the wall, you have up to four amos of schach posel. So what did he have over here? He set up a board for tefachim, and then a gap of four tefachim. Again, a board of four tefachim in a successive fashion, as you see illustrated there, till he got to the middle of the sukkah. Likewise on the other side as well. So you can see that from the wall till the middle of the sukkah, he was able to, let's say, legitimatize his sukkah, even though there was schach posel present, but it was absorbed within the four amos that you are entitled to as a result of doifen akuma. In this scenario, what they call this alternating board schach fashion, as you reach the last board in the middle of the sukkah, you then had a balance of 4 plus 4, 8 tefachim, that you could fill with schach kosher. Now 8 tefachim is just a little bit more than 7 tefachim. Under that area of 8 tefachim, you have an area of kosher sukkah. Where are the walls? Well, you have dofen akuma, because up till the edge of that 8 tefach schach kosher segment, you were at that point within four amos, you were within four amos of the respective walls. Up till four amos, you can take advantage of the so-called adjacent walls through the bending wall theory. Our hope is that looking at that illustration and our attempt to explain it, that you have some degree of clarity. What we're trying to do, just because we digressed a little bit in terms of looking at the picture, we had a source at the top where Rabbi Meir said that you can have a sukkah covered with boards of four tefachim, and even though we're working within the shita that four tefachim is called schach posel, but the boards were set up in an eight amah sukkah in an alternating fashion, as we explained. And being that you have doifen akuma to save the day, the four tefach boards don't pose a problem. And in the middle, I have a shi'ur, I have an area of kosher schach, i.e. kosher sukkah. So now let's turn back to the Gemara. We have this answer we call a long answer, and the beginning of the long answer. Amar Rav Huna, Braid of Yeshua, Hacha, the source that Rabbi Meir, or the case Rabbi Meir was addressing, Besuka Deloy Havya Ela Shmoina Amois Mitzumtzumois Askinon. We're talking about a sukkah that measures exactly 8 amos, 48 tfachim. V'yohiv, and he started in placing on the top of his sukkah Neser Upsal, Neser Upsal, Neser Upsal, Mehai Gisa. Neser is a board, the four tefach board, which is viewed as unkosher schach, but that's attached to the wall. Following that, a gap that you filled in with psal, with kosher schach. And that continued in an alternating fashion, where if you keep track of the numbers, you will get up till 24. And the last four tefachim, you see we dashed underlined, that's the last four tefachim, you're in the middle. That is schach kosher, even though the word psal is used, but psal means, from based on the pasuk mipsolas agurin vayekev, the word psal means schach kosher, kosher schach. That was as far as one side of the sukkah, and then starting from the other wall, the opposite wall, likewise, v'neser psal, neser psal, neser psal, mehai gisa. Notice we dashed underline the last word psal. The reason for that is that we want you to see that as you were working toward the middle, from both walls, when you got to the middle, the last four tefachim from each side was kosher schach. So they joined together like you saw in the picture, equaling 8 tefachim. Dehavu lehu shnei psalim b'emtza, you have 2 4 tefach areas of schach kosher in the middle. The Ika Hechsher Sukkah B'Ansan. There in the middle, you have enough for a kosher sukkah. And as far as the Nesorim coming from the sides, they don't ruin the sukkah because you have Doifen Akuma. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.